phony. Today FM. All right, Ireland, buckle up. Here we go again. Fingers at the ready. I really want to see those fingers. You can text us with your finger, or indeed your thumb, or finger and a thumb if you like. Ever tried sending a text with your nose? I suppose most people actually send the voice notes in as well on the WhatsApp.
See, those people who use the two thumbs. I can't do that.
I'm trying to work out how I do it now.
I'm just a thumb man. I never use a finger. I don't know how you... If you're holding the phone, how are you using the finger?
I use two thumbs, yeah. You can make contact with the broadcast through any of those exciting media. 0874 100 102. What have I got? I've got to get into the cat. It's in the cat to music. You ready?
Yeah.
He's kind of vocalizing. He's chatting, first of all. Have listened to Kiet. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
That sounds like a nice older lady.
It's, trust me, it's a cat.
Okay.
Granny, would you like some sucky sweets? There you go, Gran. Love you. And this fella's put it to music. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Now this is going to be playlisted next week. It's going to be on our All Irish Track of the Week from next Monday. Darton. It's actually really good.
It sounds like it could be on Today FM's Country Hits.
It's a goal out country hits, actually. It'll be amazing about this. Niall Horan in heaven. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Raoul. Hey, dude. I've had more Coke not. I've had... do you know what? I should have... I wonder, is Coke Zero like no Coke? Maybe tomorrow I just won't have any fizzy drinks at all. Maybe I'll just have water or air, fresh air. Coke not. Or is that Pepsi? Because it's not Coke.
That's true. Pepsi Max, I can't do it. No thanks.
There was a story about Pepsi in the news today. Please,
I don't care about Pepsi. I'm not a Pepsi man. Who is a Pepsi person?
There used to be a time when I would have Coca-Cola as a mixer. I can't mention the alcoholic beverage because I'd be done for that, don't you know?
Yeah.
But I can't drink it anymore because it keeps me awake all night. Again, an age thing. In my 20s, I used to drink something and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, though, if I even have one of them, I'm up all night.
The heart's pounding at 3 a.m.
I wake up first time. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, I could go for a jog now. I can go do a 5K. Well, I could if my knees weren't so banjaxed. I forget your Pepsi story, but when you're... when you drink Coca-Cola as a mixer and you go into a pub or a restaurant and you're ordering your regular drink and they say, we only have Pepsi, is that okay? Get your coat, I'm going next door, that's it. Pepsi makes major change to iconic fizzy drink and you could be able to taste the difference, it says here. The manufacturer of Pepsi has made a huge change to its drinks and it could make it taste different. They've confirmed that its classic fizzy drinks now have 57% less sugar in them.
That's good.
It is good, I suppose. Unless you're like me, you love sugar.
True.
Pepsi will have less sugar. The classic Pepsi comes in a blue can. Thanks. It'll now have a 4.55 grams of sugar per 100 mils. Where's the Pepsi Max? I didn't mind a Pepsi Max before. Do you know, of the diet drinks,
mm-hmm.
I thought Pepsi Max was okay.
Your Diet Coke's got a bit of a salty taste.
Diet Pepsi and Pepsi Max have not changed. They're the same as they ever were, but the regular Pepsi's going to have less sugar in it. So what have they done then instead? Have they put something else in it?
Sweeteners, aspartame, that kind of thing. I don't know that is what they put in it. I'm just throwing it out there, right?
The reformulated Pepsi is sweetened with a blend of acesulfame potassium, which is ACE-K apparently.
Catchy, yeah.
And sucralose, with 56% fewer calories from added sugars. There you go.
I do love a nutritional information conversation on the radio.
I should go and get the back of the can. I can give you the back of a can of a Coke Zero if
please
you like.
Please do, Rick. Can you talk us through it?
Ingredients: water, carbon dioxide, colour, that's E150D.
Love that colour, yeah.
If you're writing your colours down, that's E150D. If you've got E150D on colours in Coke Zero, bingo! Bingo. Yeah, I like a fizzy drink, that's all I'm saying. 0874 100 102. On the cat, the singing cat we had a couple of moments ago. Sounded like an old lady. It's so catchy. It's a catchy cat. I should try and put it in the mix on Friday evening. Did he go purr when you hold on to a spur? There's a vocal. In a fast lane to the moon. Doggy go park when you're cruising in the dark. Teeth so sharp, trying to bite him like a shark. No, we ain't coming down soon. Irene texted saying it sounds like Katie. Is it Katie Taylor?
Katie Taylor, yeah. Ireland boxing hero.
Yeah, let me get the just the can and it's all hanging. I don't hear it. I was more on the granny thing. Granny, would you like a sucky sweet? Yeah. Granny, you have them. Oh, the smell of mashed potatoes. You have potatoes, Granny. No. All right, this is a roll call. 0874 100 102. What's going on with you today? You win, you well. What's happening? What's going on? A rotten old day. Well, it's on and off weather-wise. 0874 100 102. Mac Ronson, Bruno Mars. Give me an awe. Uptown Funk. LS. Everybody in love. This is Today FM. Everybody in love. Is everybody in love? That's a whole lot of love. That's too much love to go around, I tell you. G'day, friends. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Gotcha.
Feeling great. Welcome to your Tuesday. 0874 100 102 on show, Ray. Some chancer is after coming to the front door looking to sell a bunch of daffodils they picked off the grass path that runs past our row of houses. So... So what, they picked the daffodils and just start knocking on doors selling the same daffodils. It's like, if you just left them there, I could be enjoying them for weeks. Mm. They're our daffodils. It reminds me of trying to sell homemade berry jam when I was a kid from Shane and Maynooth. I never sold you. We never made jam when I was a kid.
We would have made jam, all right. You just lash in an absolutely insane amount of sugar. Yeah.
Shane and Maynooth, thanks for the text. Good to have you aboard. I do have recollections of, like, picking the flowers from the front garden and then giving them to, you know, give them to your mother. Mm. Like, surprise! You just ruined the garden.
I paid for those in the garden centre. Now I've got to go and get more bulbs.
I'm sure, lads, I'm feeling edgy because I'm doing a social media detox. I'll need plenty of entertainment and distraction over the next few days from Sophia. Sophia, how about we provide you with everything you need to know on social media, rather, so then you get a social media detox, right, but we keep you topped up social media wise.
Okay.
Hang on then, let me just Sophia, I'll just scroll through and see what I've got for you. Okay, so we've got a cat. We've got a cat singing, here we go. Right. We've got that fella from Northern Ireland with his air fryer, he's doing a recipe on crunchy chicken. He's kind of a good crunchy chicken
okay,
in there.
Yeah.
Scroll on there. Beds. It's an ad for beds.
Right. Well, everyone needs a bed, don't
it's they? An ottoman. It lifts up. It's got storage underneath.
Grand.
There's a child who hurt himself. Oh, no. It's a child hitting another child with a baseball bat, but by accident. It's by accident.
Yeah.
And Darren Garra, he's on holidays.
Of course, yeah.
Brilliant.
Did you get that, Sophia? Did you?
Sophia, you're welcome. Alan Shorey, this is your half-French listener, Patrice. checking, oh, how am I getting on with the French? How did the French take it yesterday? Don't mention the war. I said some things yesterday. Yes. That if you're a French person of a delicate disposition, you might be inclined to complain to the radio station, which is well within, you're well entitled to do it. I have my own thoughts, my own private personal thoughts I have about you if you're that way inclined. But it is your entitlement, and you know
this
what?
This is a bad apology, right?
To anyone who complained, any French people, like I called the French scum yesterday. Oh. Now, it was within the context of the match last night.
Sure.
It wasn't a friendly game. It was a Euros qualifier. So, like, in fairness, all the guns were out, all the knives were out, and I may have said things I regret.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if it's not a friendly game,
it's an unfriendly game.
It has to be, by definition, an unfriendly game.
Now, this is your half-French listener, Patrice, checking back in with the show now that the French people are back in your good graces. J'adore le show.
Hey!
From Patrice. Patrice, good to have you. Actually, you know what? I feel now is an appropriate time, particularly for those people that complained yesterday about my my broadside against the people of France. Could you just take it down. Take
all
this.
Right, okay.
This is a message. I hope this goes out on French public radio now, because...
Well, you've thought about this beforehand, have you, Ray?
There's some things I'd like to say to the French.
Are you getting stuff off your chest?
There are things I need to say.
Do you need to say them?
I want to say them. How did we do last night? We did all right.
We put in a hell of a performance. It was, you might call it a moral victory.
I really should
know
this. Given the strength of my feeling yesterday, flying the flag, I didn't even watch the game last night.
It was a hell of a performance. We lost 1-0. It was a bit unlucky.
1-0 is good for us, though.
A hell of a result, yes.
I overheard a conversation in Super Quinn yesterday, or Super Value yesterday. Yesterday, when I was on the way home, and I overheard the two men in the butcher, behind the butcher counter. And they were saying, what do you think the score is going to be? And the other butcher said to him, he said, I think it's going to be 7-0. And I went, hey, that's not on. I wasn't even watching it. Right, take this down.
Okay. Yeah.
Dear Frenchies.
Okay.
Dear Frenchies, yeah. With regard to my assertions yesterday,
yeah,
that you are scum,
okay,
I am happy to recant now that the match is out of the way. I'm sure you can agree that in the cut and thrust of pre-game bants, things are said in the heat of the moment that we regret.
Yeah.
New line.
1 second. Yeah.
I wish the people of France the very best, mm-hmm, eating their snails.
Oh, God.
And slurping their soup.
Oh, dear.
A watery soup with the onions in it.
Onions.
And the cheese on the top of it.
Am I typing this as well? No. Okay.
I myself am partial to cheese.
Right.
Merci beaucoup. New line.
Yeah.
Signor Ray.
Okay.
Now put that through the... you play that on the translate.
Yeah.
Again. Put it through Google Translate there and we see what it... This is for the French.
Cher Français, en ce qui concerne mes affirmations d'hier selon lesquelles vous êtes une racaille, je suis heureux de me rétracter maintenant que le match est terminé. Je suis sûr que vous pouvez convenir que, dans la coupe et la poussée des bandes avant-match, des choses sont dites dans le feu de l'action que nous regrettons. Je souhaite aux Français le meilleur en mangeant leurs escargots et en sirotant leur soupe. Je suis moi-même friand de fromage. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Ray Foley.
I think the soup was the soup, man. And I think that clears everything up.
Yeah.
I think all was forgiven until the next time we're playing. Are we playing next, actually? Is there any indication?
Oh, I don't know, but we will be playing France in Paris, so you'll get another go, right?
All right, the dirty... We'll leave it for now. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande and Rain on me, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley, on in the afternoon. And you like food, JP. Would you call yourself a foodie?
I eat food almost daily, so
wow.
Yeah, you're
big into food, then.
Big time, yeah.
Hey, if you're a foodie and you're listening, if you eat food on the regular basis, this might be of interest to you. Shout out to all the foodies that might be listening this afternoon. This was the Michelin. Is it Michelin? Michelin.
Well, it's French, isn't it?
More French. Here we go. I'm not in the French's good graces at the moment.
Maybe it isn't. It'd be Michelin, but if it's not, it'd be just Michelin.
This is incredible news. the Michelin stars for restaurants, for fine dining, were announced last night. And 17 establishments in Ireland, 17 restaurants have gotten stars. And a handful, a few of them, have 2 stars.
That's good going. You can only get 3 stars, can't you? Isn't that the absolute top?
Oh, is
stars?
It?
I think 3 is the max. Yeah, I believe so.
So, I think I've eaten in 1 star place. I've eaten in a few 1 star places. Only 1 star.
What a foodie.
I think it was the Supermax in Mullingar is 1 star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Supermax on the roundabout coming out of Galway. I think that's a 1 star as well.
Yeah. That's in the AA guide as well, isn't it, that one? I think it is.
Georgina Campbell goes nuts.
There's a plaque
for a smoky bacon sandwich. Curry chip. No, I've eaten it, like, seriously, I've eaten a few 1 star places, but I've never eaten a 2 star. That must be like another level, like in terms of detail, because the 1 star places are incredible. Mm. Let me call my Michelin star guy.
He's got a guy, and he's got a phone.
This is one of the 2 star winners.
All right.
I think they're still, it was in England, I think. England hates
it's ringing.
This should be Ahmed I'm talking to.
Hello?
Hello, is that Ahmed?
It is Ahmed.
Ahmed, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Congratulations on the 2 stars.
Thank you.
So, Ahmed, I want to pronounce your surname correctly because, of course, it's the name
Ahmed Dede.
Dede. So, Dede is also the name of the restaurant in Baltimore.
Yeah, Dede is the restaurant name as well. Yeah.
How long have you been going?
It's been going since 2020. We open. We tried to open in March, but then COVID came, and then we just did a couple of things, but then we opened and. July 2020.
Right. So
since then, going strong.
You're only a baby, but you're some baby, I tell you, with two Michelin
growing
stars.
Growing fast.
Yeah, doing very well. That's the way to grow, isn't it?
I suppose it
is your baby, the restaurant. I mean, the amount of work you need to put in to get the 2 stars is incredible.
It's huge. Like, I have a baby. She's 1 year old, and the restaurant is very busy life, but it's the most beautiful life, and it's amazing, you know. Amazing team I have, and the sport and the hard work they put, it just makes the things happen faster, you know.
Yeah. Did you have a star already?
I did. I got my first star in my own restaurant was in 2021, and then we get second one the year after.
Wow. So you're going for 3 then next year, is it?
I hope it. We keep pushing. Well, I got 2 now. I need to get another one, that's for sure. But it will take some time, but we will definitely put the work and dedication and invest whatever we can, what we need. You know what we can do, but that's the ultimate goal anyway.
Ahmed, make me hungry. It's lunchtime for a lot of people. If I was to come down to Dede, I'm not asking for a freebie, by the way, but if we were to rock
What's
into Dede, give us one dish and describe it to us and make us hungry. Go.
Oh, man, if you come, like, right now, like, we would give you a beautiful dish called içli köfte. It's a very traditional dish from eastern part of Turkey, close to the Syrian border. And it's like a little dumpling, but what we use is we use a beautiful spring lamb from Fastnet Farm in Cape Town. We use the whole animal cooked separately and then bring all the meat together with lots of aromas, onions, garlic, spices, homemade smoked tomatoes from local tomatoes, some spicy chili red pepper paste and aromas, and then that cooks like a ragu for 8-9 hours. That's the inside filling, and outside we make a coating from bulgur wheat and lamb fat, and then we put these two together, make it like a little dumpling, and we cook like pasta for 5 minutes, and underneath we give a barbecue local garlic and season with yogurt. And then sits on that, and then we brush the dumpling with a beautiful spicy smoked chili chicken butter. We have some almonds from Turkey, and finish it with brown butter seasoned with dry mint and dry isot.
That's
very Moorish.
Oh, I tell you, it is very Moorish. This, you know, when you say
comfort food,
we'll have a little bit of spring lamb, and then you go. But that gives you an indication of the dedication and the amount of work and the attention to detail that you need to pay on it. Are you on Deliveroo or Just Eat, or can we deliver to Dublin? Can I sell a visit a fellow on a moped? Would that be possible? Tell us about the night last night. It was last night, was it? So when they...
It was last night. Yeah. It starts at 5 o'clock in Silverstone racetrack.
Oh, wow.
And we did a long journey traveling there. Get to get there, but it's all worth it. Yeah, it started. We didn't know it was what was going to happen, but I had a feeling, I believed that it was going to happen. You know, it wasn't a surprise for me, I'll be honest with you, but you just don't know till it happens. And then that was it. And just your name called out and you received 2 stars. And I just like, wow, this is just exactly how I pictured it, how I dreamed of.
Fantastic.
That was my partner beside me, Carly, my business partner beside me, my head chef, Ali, is beside me. We are like hugging and kissing each other and feeling incredible. My team back in Baltimore watching live, they all went crazy. The whole West Coast went crazy. It was the amazing.
We're delighted for you, man. That's fantastic. Is it back to work now for you?
Huh?
Are you going back to where you're working tonight? You're working tomorrow night? What's your week looking like?
Back to Baltimore now. We're going to do the flight to catch up now. And then after that, we go back to the restaurant, have a couple of drinks with the guys. They're already in the kitchen working. And then I'm working tomorrow all day, and restaurant open Thursday for service.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
2-star win for Day Day in Baltimore. Listen, man, you sound jaded. Get a bit of kip or a bit of shut eye on the flight.
I will.
Welcome to customers again in another couple of days. Cheers, man. Thanks so much for taking our call. And congratulations once again. All the best, man. Bye. Oh, man. What are we having for the dinner? We have lamb tonight. I go for the lamb. Congratulations. Pulp, Today FM. That's a small turnaround. This is Today FM. Ray Foley in the afternoons. Hello there. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
Sorry, have you seen this ChatGPT thing?
I've heard of it, yeah.
This is mind-blowing. I know it's been around for a while. People are like, oh, this is incredible. The robots, they're getting really incredible. It's artificial intelligence to write your essays for you. And I was like, yeah, whatever. But I'm sure it spits it all out to just look like a stupid chatbot that you'd get on a website, on a customer service website or something. No, it's absolutely incredible. Hang on 1 second. I'm just signing in here. You don't mind waiting, do you?
No, it's fine. Have you got an account?
Hang on. It's asking me to verify my text. Oh, so I'm in now. Here we go. So I was thinking, you know the way I offended the... Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm texting here. You know the way I offended the nation of France? The people of France yesterday.
Yeah, and the Latvians earlier as well.
And I did a terrible job apologising to... Because, you see, it's all about... Because I'm a sports nut, as I'm sure you're aware, JP.
Sports mad. Yeah, he is.
And in the... In the heat of the moment, when it comes to a big sporting event like that, I get caught up in the...
Your passion gets the better.
I'm a very passionate sports fan. So, chat, hang on. So where do I get a ChatGPT examples? Here we go.
All right, Grandad. You work away there, yeah?
Have you seen it?
I've not seen how it works.
Quick start tutorial. Text completion, chat, embedding, speech to text, fine-tuning, and text completion. Here we go. Write a tagline for it. Okay, so go on, give me. How do I do it then? How do I do it, Grandad?
Is there no box there where you can type something in, Reno?
I was thinking I could get it to just write an apology for me to the people of France. Uh-huh. And that's it. Text completion. There we go. Quick start tutorial. You don't mind waiting, do you?
Maybe nobody has ever wanted to apologise to the people of France before.
Because they don't deserve it, is it?
I'm not saying that.
Because I was right.
I'm not saying that.
Personal. Oh, you need to pay for it then, do you? Where things get sticky.
This is where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah. Get on to Chris there. You asked for the company credit card, which because I'm just a bit of security
code again? Is it 490?
It's the last three numbers in the back of the card, Chris. It's just I'm not. You know, I have it. I just don't have it in my account at the moment. And I just don't. I just don't want to use my own card. Because it's a security issue.
No,
I'm just having kind of a cash flow issue at the moment, but I do have it. You can take. Could you take it out of my pay at the end of the month? I can't do it. I'm not able to do it. I wanted it to write an apology for me. I think my apology earlier on was right. Sorry,
that
France.
That did the trick, yeah.
Beaucoup to France. Merci. Fromage free. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Don't do that.
Stripey jumpers. I mean, on that basis, I think it was covered. They're saying now that apparently you're able to, that with a new version of ChatGPT, that you're able, that there, you're, it's able to write a full college essay for you. That you could actually, you put in the parameters of the essay, it goes off on the internet, finds the information it needs, and spits out an essay for you. We were born 20 years too late.
Too late, yeah.
Do you know what? I would have been finished college in a year instead of six. Born 20, it's absolute, it's a disgrace. Joe, it's a disgrace. This is Today FM. Lewis Capaldi, forget me. Today FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, that's the one I'm on. It's the OpenAI.chat thing.
Right, that should be free and you should be able to get into it.
No, it's dead. Oh. They're saying it's hit capacity. That's what I've been on all afternoon. ChatGPT is at capacity right now. Get notified when we're back. So put in my email address and they're going to let me know when it's... Because it's college students all over the world getting ChatGPT to do their essays for them. Like I said, we're more than 20 years too late. Because it took us 6 years to do a four-year degree course. Yeah. And it was all down to those poxy essays that we have to do. Because you have an essay, 5,000 words, needs to be done by the end of next week. And instead of actually doing it, I can't, 5,000 is enough. It's just too many. And you start doing it and you check the word count after every line. Let me tell you, you're 15 words in. You're a long way off 5,000. That's just maths. Ken?
Jesus, Ray. You're as bad at maths as you are at apologies.
Why?
You just said you were born 20 years too late. If that were the case,
what?
You would be born 20 years in the future.
Oh, yeah. That's maths. Yeah, fair enough, Ken.
What you mean to say is you were born 20 years
too early. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Vive la France.
Vive la France indeed, Kenneth. Yeah, I'm actually just used to saying I was born 20 years too late. Yeah, I was born 20 years too late because as a radio presenter, to have been born 20 years early, like the golden age of radio presenting was 20 years before I got into the game. It was before Twitter or Instagram, before internet message boards or email. It was just like 20 years before I started being on the, like in the 1980s, all a radio DJ had to do was just like go on.
A radio DJ could have murdered a French person 20 years earlier and they'd have been fine.
There'd be no complaints about it.
There'd be no apology.
There wouldn't have been any complaints about it. They wouldn't even know about it.
Give away a couple of Now That's What I Call Music CDs and you're in the clear path. Yeah, the record's clean.
I mean,
we're not saying any of those DJs did murder anyone.
No, they didn't.
We didn't say that.
But they could have if they wanted to. And why wouldn't they?
Yeah, it would have been in their gift. Yeah.
Come on, let me call my ChatGPT guy.
All right.
This is Carl O'Brien writing in the Irish Times over the weekend. The latest version of the AI chatbot, GPT-4, is prompting academics to review how they assess students amid cheating concerns. It may prompt a huge shift in teaching and learning, according to Carl O'Brien.
Let me call Carlos.
This is going to be a difficult conversation now as well.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Carl O'Brien?
Speaking.
Hello, Carl. Ray Foley here, Today FM Radio. Ray Radio as a...
Ray Radio.
Carlos, good to talk. Carl was actually in college with us. We were just talking about college and ChatGPT, right? And we were saying that it took us 6 years to do our journalism degree. And we obviously were flunks. But you went on then to become an actual journalist in the actual Irish Times.
With no artificial intelligence assistance.
No, no intelligence whatsoever, from what we can ascertain. How are you? I was reading this thing about ChatGPT that you were writing, this extensive article over the weekend. But, like, my question about it is, because, of course, my initial reaction to it was ChatGPT, because, of course, it's going to look like a robot. But it doesn't look like a robot. It is actually quite convincing.
It is very convincing, Ray. You know, this is artificial intelligence. It's on another scale. You know, it uses what's known as large language models, which basically means it trawls practically any text ever made and digitized. That's internet, digital books, academic papers, recognizes all these patterns and then predicts what words comes next. But what does that look like? Well, it can write prose, poems, computer code, translate languages, carry on sophisticated conversations, complete exams and tests and nuanced essays. So what this is really doing, you know, it's sparking a lot of alarm in colleges and indeed schools, because it's basically raising questions about how do you test students in a way, whereas before you could just have them do an essay when they came home. But now they can turn it around in about 30 seconds using ChatGPT. So it is a real source of concern and anxiety for people trying to test kids.
And but it's convincing. It's not like you can take one glance at it and go, well, this is clearly done by a robot. It's actually, so then what do they propose to actually stop students from using it or to be able to catch them out in it?
Well, there's a number of different ways they're looking at doing it. Like at the start, you know, this came out back in November. But why it's in the news again, they've improved it yet again. And this is going to be a pattern. It's going to keep improving. But at the start, a lot of colleges were saying, well, let's just ban this. You know, it's too disruptive to how we assess students. Yeah. But actually now things are changing. There are actually people are saying, well, actually, how do we make this part of the assessment process? Or how do we change the way we ask kids to do questions? So some of them are saying, well, so if we can't beat it, let's try and redesign questions or have more group work, more in-class tests, more presentations, the kind of things that we can't use artificial intelligence, and just more kind of real-world kind of problems and solutions that they're going to ask students to try to solve. So that's kind of what, there's some of the ways around it. And others are actually saying, well, actually, let's look at artificial intelligence like ChatGPT and compare it to other AI tools. And let's not pretend this doesn't exist. Let's actually critically analyze the answers that you get and how they stand up to human answers.
I suppose, when we were in college, there was the talk, like they were saying, are they going to be using Google all the time? Or are they going to be using Wikipedia all the time? I suppose this is just the modern iteration of that. It's the latest development technologically, and we need to adapt to it in terms of catching them out or adapt in terms of the testing.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, when you look back through the history of schools and college, you know, the scientific calculator, there was probably alarm at that. And now they're part of how we learn, you know, and Excel spreadsheets and so on, you know. So every time something comes along, I think the teachers and educators realize, you can't ignore it. Let's just make it part of how young people learn and then adapt the assessment process then to take into account that a teacher going to be using this in school and in the real world when they go into the workplace.
Have you used it yourself in the course of your work? I'm not suggesting for a moment, I'm not wouldn't besmirch your good name, but have you used it yourself to just try it out or give it a go?
I have, right. You know, like I was, because, you know, I cover education for the Irish Times, so I decided to give an experiment for it to write a 2,000 word essay. You know, a typical essay that you might get asked if you're studying arts, you know, about the threat posed to democracy by social media. And it turned out a really clear, very structured essay, making arguments for and against. And then I asked it, you know, to give me some more Irish examples in the essay, and it did that. And they asked to give me some more footnotes, and it did that. And I showed it to a couple of academics, and they all agreed that this would have aced the test. You know?
Wow!
So that is what you're dealing with.
The only problem there is if you're tick, if the lecturer already knows you're already tick, they'll be
it's
like, this can't be right. This
isn't the work of Ray Foley.
Foley didn't do this. How many words was in your article on Saturday, Carl?
Oh, that's how 2,000, I'd say.
But he knew that pretty quickly, didn't he? Exactly 2,000. It wasn't 1,999. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call, Carl. I appreciate it. Writing for the Irish Times, Carl O'Brien. Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
Much obliged. All the best. Coldplay. Para. Paradise. This is today FM. Come on. Was a rollover yesterday on the cash machine, so if you're in since Friday,
JFM's
are still in to win over 31 grand on the line. You need the exact total if we're calling you now. If you got that text in before 3 o'clock this afternoon, answer within five rings, tell us the total and it's all yours. Barry's making that call. Let's go,
Barry. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray. You're welcome, slowpoke.
One ring.
Sheesh.
Two rings. Three rings. Four rings.
5 rings.
That was a very expensive call to miss out on because it just cost somebody €31,747.54, meaning it's another rollover for tomorrow, so you really do not want to miss that call. If you've entered since Friday 5pm, you will be already included in the next game, but you will need the correct cash total. The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word of 5pm to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you
Today FM's cash machine.
That's right, Mr. Cooper is on after 4.30 with the last word. He'll have a new total for you, write it down, and you'll still be in since last Friday to win. Elton John, I'm so sad. Today I'm playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name, is JP.
Hi.
On ChatGPT. Yeah, there's still no sign, it's still not working, but I'm going to give it a go later on. Because if it's as good as everyone says it is, this could be a game changer. Lorna says, have you seen the chat? We were chatting to Carl in the Irish Times. He was saying that the world of academia has been rocked with this ChatGPT because kids or students, not kids, but students of any age are using it to write their college essays.
They're saying 25% of students are using ChatGPT, which begs the question, what are the other 75% doing? What are you doing?
Fools. 25% are using ChatGPT and going to the pub. The rest of them are just going to the pub. Have you seen the ChatGPT South Park episode, says Lorna. No, I haven't. I'll give it a go. South Park dropped off for me, but they're still making it.
That episode was partly written by ChatGPT.
Wow.
Yeah, the end sequence, I think, was partly written by it.
Wow, that's fascinating, isn't it? Have you seen the Seinfeld thing that's on Twitch? It's a constantly running Seinfeld episode run by AI. It's all computer generated, but all of the text and all the chats between the characters is all done by AI. It isn't any good. It's rubbish. Which is why I kind of thought that this AI thing's no good. Mrs. Redmond texted. She said, can it write a thesis? I've won due at the end of May and this might be just what I need from Mrs. Redmond. Well, apparently, Mrs. Redmond, I don't know if it can. Maybe, can you say to it, it needs to be X number of words long? Or
I would imagine you can, yeah.
But the thing with the essays is, well, for me anyway, for my time in college, and I had two bouts of it, was that it was always starting it. It was always getting started. Whereas if you say to ChatGPT, put together an essay of whatever, 3,000 words for me, and if, even if it's not what you wanted, started.
You've got a leg up.
So you can read that and go, well, actually, that's not a bad thought. Maybe I'll put that in. Or that's the structure I can use, or I can change this or that around. So they're saying it could actually just, rather than actually just throwing in whatever ChatGPT spits out, it's a starting point for you. It's a tool that you could use in college. It's fast. Like I said, I was born 20 years too late. Or 20 years.
Which is it now? Is it early or is it late?
Ken, what is it again? Sorry.
You just said you were born 20 years too late.
Yeah.
If that were the case, you would be born 20 years in the future.
Okay, right. So, sorry. So, I was born 20 years too early then. This is like I was saying about radio. To be a radio DJ, I was born 20 years too late. But for ChatGPT, I was born 20 years too early. Similarly for Tinder, I was born 20.
You missed, you know, that what?
I was like
Ray Foley.
On dating in general, online dating. Since I got married, everything changed. Ridiculous. Of course, I wouldn't change it for the world. We got Jax Jones on the way next.
No rock music.
Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello! All right. Radio fun. Get fun face.
Is it all artificial, right? Is it all contrived?
Fun face Foley. Here we go.
Tears of the Clown.
Hello there. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
Rotten Tomatoes has launched its first ever card game. RottenTomatoes.com. You have to be familiar with it. It's like the most, it's the go-to source for reviews and ratings when it comes to movies. If you think about going to the pictures, you're like, I'll have a look at Rotten Tomatoes first and see what they say.
I'd never trust an IMDb rating, but Rotten Tomatoes I would trust.
And it's a funny one. If the critics, because there's two different scores on Rotten Tomatoes, there's the critic score and the audience score. And if they're wildly apart, I'll still watch it. Yeah. So if it's like 90 on an audience score and 30 for critics, I'll be like, well, there has to be something that people like there, so I'll watch it. And vice versa. If it was 90 but only 30 in audience, I'll be like, yeah, I'll still give it a go.
Tell me more about this game.
To celebrate its 25th anniversary celebrations, Rotten Tomatoes have announced their card game. It's called, well, you get this, Rotten Tomatoes, the card game.
It works, yeah.
Brilliant. Just...
Guys, give it up for marketing.
Brilliant. Well, to the marketing team.
Guys, really... take a half day, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah. We'll get pizza in the office. Well done.
Spent a long time on that one, guys. The game is easy to learn, it moves quickly, so gather your friends, the more the merrier, and play a few rounds to determine who is the biggest movie buff. We're going to play our very own round of Rotten Tomato Radio.
Let's do it. This stuff writes itself, doesn't it?
I just came up with that myself.
Oh, you're amazing.
Ray's Rotten Tomato Radio game. It's ringing. This is just... Gene, who's this?
It should be Aaron.
Hello? Hello, yeah.
Aaron, good afternoon. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are we?
We are great, Ray. How are you?
Middling to rough. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Carnforth, County Louth.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful
lovely spot. The wee county.
Do you ever come into... County. Would you drive into Dundalk to go to the movies? Would you, Erin?
It's very far, but occasionally I do.
What was the last film you saw?
Oh, it was a kids' movie. I can't remember. Don't know.
That's terrible, that is.
I know.
You're
asked to
do a movie. A movie game, and you can't even remember the last movie you watched.
Yeah, it's my husband we need for movies, but sure, we'll give it a go.
Okay, we're going to do our Ray's Rotten Tomato Radio game.
Will I explain it to you, Remy?
JP's our quiz master.
I don't master, yeah. This is free to play, okay?
Play along at home.
Absolutely. It's basically higher or lower rules classic. That's what we're going with today.
Okay, I can do that.
So I name a film, one of you guesses the score on Rotten Tomatoes, and the other one has to guess if the score is higher or lower.
And whoever's closer wins?
Correct, yeah.
Excellent.
And then we move on. So round one.
This is fun already. Are you enjoying this, Aaron?
Can't wait. Nervous.
Yeah, very nervous, guys. It's fast paced.
Higher or lower?
Higher or lower. Higher or lower. That,
okay, right.
Round one, Oscars.
Come here, have you got someone there with you, Aaron?
Oh, God.
I do. I actually have my own JP here with me.
Is it your husband or your significant other?
No, it's my son, JP.
Your son? Son JP, little JP. And how old is JP?
He's 13.
13. Is he on Rotten Tomatoes now?
He's on Rotten Tomatoes now, isn't he?
Get him off it! This is off the top of your head, Aaron! You're cheeky!
Guys, it's it's a fast-paced quiz. Come on, guys.
What you're teaching your child to do?
Come on, guys.
To cheat in front of the nation.
Imagine
what's
up next. Come on.
Steady down.
Yeah, come on now. Right, Oscars were on earlier this month. So we kick off with the Best Picture Oscar winner category.
Okay.
And guys, we're moving back to the year 2000, right?
Gladiator?
Correct.
Gladiator.
Russell Crowe, he's Maximus Decimus Meridius in Gladiator. Ladies first, so Ray, what's the score on Rotten Tomatoes?
Score, I'd say it's 82.
82. Higher or lower, Aaron?
Gladiator.
Don't be typing. Do not be
typing. I can hear you. Tell him to get off the computer.
Type faster, JP.
Jesus, JP.
Give us a guess.
I'm going to go higher.
Higher than 82. Can you give us a closer number?
84.
The correct answer is 79%. Ray wins. He's off to a storm. He's 1-0.
Give me a ding. I get a ding. Thank you.
Right. The winner the following year in 2001, Russell Crowe again. He's maths genius John Nash in A Beautiful Mind. Yeah.
We'll
flip the order this time, Aaron. Nice and quick. What score does it have on Rotten Tomatoes?
Roughly.
A Beautiful Mind. Roughly. Go on.
73.
Ray, higher or lower?
I'd say higher. I'd say 85.
It's unbelievable. It's 74, so you get it again, Ray. You're correct by 1%. You said higher.
I said 85, though, so I was further away.
Oh, why did you say higher, you dope?
Aaron, I'll give you that one.
All right, so it's one apiece.
Thank you.
One apiece. Round two. Eyes down for the Steven Spielberg round. It's very exciting. 1982, an alien and a 10-year-old boy get drunk in E.T. What did it score on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's really not what it's about, though.
It happens in the movie, though. Ray, give us your score, quick.
E.T., geez, classic, I'd say 90.
Aaron?
Lower.
It's 99%. Ray wins again. Please in.
Oh, you can bring it back. I don't have any youngful on the Googles. I don't have any youngful here helping me out.
He doesn't know. Let's see if you can bring it back, Aaron. 1975, everyone's got to get out of the water and we need a bigger boat, etc. It's Jaws. So, Aaron, give me a score.
Spielberg
again.
I'm
going to go 80.
80. 80.
80. Right, higher or lower? It's 97. You are unplayable in this. It's ridiculous. This isn't fixed. Do you want one more Spielberg question, or will we move on to the final round?
Final round.
Final round. Okay. We finish off as we, guys, as we surely knew we would. It's with the totally random Steven Seagal round, right?
Seagal.
Yeah.
Seagal.
Special Forces chef Casey Ryback takes on Tommy Lee Jones in the 1992 classic Under Siege. Now, bear in mind, Steven Seagal turns a microwave into a homemade bomb, so extra points for that. But we're going to start with you, Ray, this time, and this is for the whole Hill of Marbles. The whole Hill of Beans.
Hang on, is there only one film we're doing here now?
If you want two films, I can give you two if you want. All right, okay.
That's a round.
All right, Ray. Go, score, Under Siege.
I'd say 67.
Higher or lower, Aaron?
Higher.
79%. She's back in the game. Come on.
Last one then.
All right, last one.
Atlas, she's on the leaderboard.
Steven Seagal is Forrest Taft. What a great name.
One of my favourite movies. one of my favourite Spielberg. Seagal hits,
rather. He takes on big oil villain Michael Caine in On Deadly Ground.
Yes,
what a great movie. There was a great leather jacket in that film. Anyway, Aaron, go on. What do you reckon it scored in Rotten Tomatoes?
JP's unique version of Rotten Tomatoes.
Rating
movies based on the leather jackets.
86.
86? Are you joking?
Aaron, would you like to reconsider?
It's lower
would
than
you 86. Like to reconsider?
Lower.
Will I go 34?
You can if you want. 34. All right, Ray, higher or lower?
It's higher than 34.
It's 12%.
Are you Aaron joking wins? Me, Aaron, you yeah! dog! You're after kicking my ass! Well done, madam.
Whoa.
I can't believe it. Pip me at the post. A winner at the end. Right, what have we got then? We'll give your JP something. Some Today FM. Got Today FM pens. Would you like a Today FM tote bag?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I got in here as well. I've got a Today FM mouse mat. Do you have any mice?
We've got two.
You've got two mice? Well, in that case, I'll give you two mouse mats then for them. Listen, thanks for coming on. Aaron, do you feel like a woman?
I feel like a woman. I know where
it is. Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Aaron. Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Come on, so. Miley Cyrus on Today FM playing the music you love. My apologies, Miley, but I just got to cut it here. If I'm any later for Matty, he'll lose it. And you know what? It's not Miley Cyrus that'll get it in the nick. It's good to be me.
No, it'll be you, yeah.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today. I swear to God, yeah. We didn't get to do Steven Seagal, where action hero Steven Seagal shows us some martial arts moves that can be used to fight off seagulls in Steven Seagal. We didn't get to do Jean-Claude Van Poulafouca Dam,
yeah.
Where action hero Jean-Claude Van Damme details his admiration for the engineering marvel that is the Poulafouca Dam in Wicklow. Am I pronouncing that right? Poulafouca or Poulafouca?
Yeah.
The stats are really impressive, and we didn't get to do Van Damned If You Do, Van Damned If You Don't, where action hero Jean-Claude Van Damme gives us his martial arts do's and don'ts. Shots to the nether region are a big no-no, apparently. They're a no-no. We'll get to that on the show tomorrow. Great news.
Yep.
Matt Cooper is on the way next. Ray Foley.